This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the iHealth and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Paul Casey at Nevada Eye Care, an Envision company. Dr. Casey is a board-certified ophthalmologist specializing in corneal and refractive surgery. Dr. Casey, good morning and welcome to eHealth Radio.
Good morning and thanks for having me on.
Hey, you're welcome. So let's get started with telling us, what is presbyopia?
Well, presbyopia is probably the most common vision problem in the world. Presbyopia happens to everyone as the eye ages. So when we're younger, we're able to see far away and then up close and then far away and up close because we have a lens inside the eye that can change focus, kind of like it does on your camera. And you kind of press it halfway down and it makes a noise and it determines how far away it is from everything. Well, we have that autofocus in our own eye. We don't really realize it and we don't hear it when it happens. But it's going on when you're younger. As you get older, the lens inside the eye literally gets stiffer and stiffer and stiffer, and our ability to change focus from distance to near gets worse and worse and worse. So presbyopia refers to the condition that happens as we get older, and we have trouble seeing small type and needing extra light on things and pushing things further away from us to read, and then the arms aren't long enough. It's incredibly common. People with good vision would, typically get like reading glasses or, you know, do whatever they do there. People who wear glasses or contact lenses start needing bifocals or reading glasses on top of their contacts. So it's an aging process of the eye that happens and afflicts everyone as they get older.
And continuing on, what is the camera inlay and what would be the history of the camera inlay and how does it work?
Right. It's a fascinating new technology that is now FDA approved and available at our practice and others around the country. So of the different types of vision problems that I and doctors like me treat, presbyopia has been kind of the hardest one. I mean, if you get a stiff lens inside your eye, we can change the focus. We can give a person who's got bad distance focus good distance focus. We usually do that with a laser. And similarly, if someone's got a good near vision, that's great, but then they can't see well far away. Getting it that the eye can actually see at multiple distances has been very difficult. And there have been procedures historically that have attempted to try to give people a range of vision. Probably the most known about approach is one called monovision, where we would set one of the two eyes to focus on distance and the other eye set to focus on near, and then the patient would just have to kind of, if you will, get used to it. But there's a considerable compromise when you do that. Many people can get used to it and have a very good success with a monovision setup, either in contacts or in a laser vision correction. The camera inlay is a procedure. It's a device that's used as part of a procedure that is intended to allow patients to do better than that. So what the camera inlay does is it doesn't change the focus from distance to near as you would in a monovision procedure. What it does is it extends the focus so that the eye that's being treated can see better up close but continue to see well far away. And the way that it does it is fairly ingenious, and it's called a camera because it relies on principles that photographers use when they're producing photographs and they want the photograph to have a certain type of effect. So when you're taking a photo and you can adjust the size of the aperture, we call that the f-stop in a camera, and you want to have distance and near both in focus, what you would do is make the f-stop large, which it works in reverse. It means that the aperture becomes small and everything's in focus. The depth of focus is great. When you make the pupillary aperture large, when you open up the f-stop, what happens is you need to then be very certain that you focus the camera very carefully. But you can focus on something, and that will cause the things that are behind it or in front of it to be out of focus, like you would if you were to take a wedding portrait. You would want the background to be fuzzy. It looks nicer in a portrait setting. But if you're at the Grand Canyon, you're going to want the person and the Grand Canyon both in focus, so you'd want the aperture to be small. Well, the camera works to make your eye work like the latter case that I just explained, where the distance targets are in focus and the near targets are in focus. So the inlay itself is implanted in the cornea, in the clear window in the front of the eye, and it only allows certain light rays into your eyes, those that are in focus for both distance and near. It gives you, if you will, effectively a small pupil in the eye that's treated. That improves your near vision because the depth of focus is increased, but you don't lose your distance vision. So for folks that want to have better near vision but like the fact that they have good distance vision, that's what the camera inlay is all about. So it's really a breakthrough in the treatment of presbyopia. And presbyopia is the most common condition afflicting people on the planet today. So it's pretty important.
And I would say so as well. Now, who can the camera inlay help the most?
Well, we don't put a camera inlay in anybody under typically around 45 years of age. They just don't need it. If you're still young enough to change focus on your own, you would just use what Mother Nature gave you. But patients over 45, and of course there's lots of them out there, they can be helped with a camera inlay. Now, in its purest form, you would be talking about a person that already has excellent distance vision but can't see up close. People using reading glasses would be the mainstream candidate for this procedure. However, we can use the camera inlay in conjunction with other technologies like LASIK, for example, to improve the near and distance vision. We may just need to do LASIK to get the distance vision good and then use the camera to make that better by improving the near vision as well. So it can help a lot of people, whether you have blurry distance and near vision or blurry near vision only, the camera inlay can work well to provide you that range of vision that most people would ideally want. I mean, I've never been evaluating a patient and said, well, you know, I can improve your distance vision, but you're going to need reading glasses if we do both eyes. And then says, well, I just want my distance vision corrected. I mean, it's natural that if you're older and you know that you have a problem at both distance and near, that you're going to want them both corrected, right? So it really has a very broad applicability, because it's not even like LASIK or cataract surgery where you have to have a focus problem like nearsightedness for LASIK or astigmatism or a cataract. This applies to virtually every person as they age.
Today we're speaking with Dr. Paul Casey out of Nevada Eye Care and Envision Company. Dr. Casey is a board-certified ophthalmologist specializing in corneal and refractive surgery. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's iHealth and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Casey, do all eye surgeons offer this technology?
Well, the camera inlay has been around for quite a while. Around the world, where technologies in other countries can get approved faster than they can here in the United States, there's a great deal of experience with this technology, and people are getting lots of surgeries done, and tens of thousands, I think now over 100,000 people have had cameras implanted. However, in the United States, the camera received its FDA approval last year in 2015. And at this point, you know, it's not like every doctor is doing it. I think in our market, I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, and there's two surgeons, myself and one other, who's performing camera inlay surgery. In larger markets, there's sometimes a half dozen or so, but pretty much if you go to camra.com, and that's spelled K-A-M-R-A.com, you'll find your market and you can put your zip code in and find a doctor that offers the technology. But no, absolutely not. It's not like everybody's doing it. The adoption of this particular technology is fairly intense from the standpoint of a practice or a surgeon. So other technologies, when they come along, sometimes it's very easy to adopt them and add them to your the list of things that you do. This one requires a lot of training. It requires developing the surgical technique to actually place the implant in the cornea. It's best if the surgeon is a specialist and does a lot of corneal surgery to begin with, so they sort of understand what's involved. There's potentially, and there was in our practice, a great deal of investment that's required for equipment, both diagnostic and therapeutic equipment, that enable me to be able to offer the surgery. So those sorts of factors have thus far limited the camera by being available to everybody or being done everywhere. Over time, I think because the surgery is applicable to such a large segment of the market, the large segment of people. I mean, people come in, like half the people that come into my office every day or more are potential candidates. I think that it will be that more and more surgeons begin to offer it. Most of those that are actually LASIK surgeons because it's a natural fit. LASIK surgeons or refractive surgeons that correct vision, let's say previously a distance or who would have previously used a monovision procedure for correcting the distance and near are the ones that are now saying, hey, I can even do a better job covering the distance and near than I used to be able to do. So I'm going to, you know, make the effort and get this available at my practice too.
And as far as the camera inlay technology, I'm assuming that folks can get more information on that on the website that you just mentioned.
Right. I would probably say if this is going out over the internet and the people are going to be all over the place, then they're probably going to want to go to camra.com. That's www.kamra.com. And then do a search as I described. Anybody in Las Vegas can call us at Nevada Eye Care and get an appointment with me. But I imagine that it's better just to have your listeners and colleagues just go ahead and go to the website, really. And I think they can also, you know, learn a lot more about the camera inlay and how it works and whether they're a candidate and so forth at that site as well. Do they just want to kind of get a better feel for what's going on or get some literature or read through a few web pages to understand it better? I think that that would be the best way to go.
Well, certainly appreciate the valuable information today surrounding presbyopia and the camera inlay technology. Tell our listeners where they could find your practice online as well and how they can be in touch.
Right. To find our practice, you would go to www.envisioncenters, that's NVISIONCENTERS.com. Our practice is part of a network of Envision centers, and that would work pretty much over the entire West Coast of the United States. We have practices in Arizona and Nevada and Oregon and all up and down the California coast. So envisioncenters.com is a good source. And yeah, if they're just hoping to be able to see clearly and not need reading glasses and have something that's going to work for them for years to come to help them, you know, have a lifestyle that's a little easier, then they should definitely, you know, give us a call or look us up on the web.
Dr. Casey, once again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Again, I appreciate you having me on.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We have been speaking with Dr. Paul Casey at Nevada Eye Care and Envision Company. Dr. Casey is a board-certified ophthalmologist specializing in corneal and refractive surgery. And for more information, simply visit envisioncenters.com. eHealth.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the iHealth and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.